Hello, mortal. It's a common misconception that I hate men, you know. What? Just because I massacre you by millions, you think I don't like you? On the contrary, it's just all you're good for. I don't mean it in a bad way. You die splendidly. My darling little boys, I love you all. For all the blood you shed, for the screams of pain and your absolute disbelief when I, a single beautiful woman, can butcher vast armies effortlessly and without a shred of remorse. You're absolutely helpless against me. You want to put an end to me, but you're powerless. Insignificant. It's shameful for you, isn't it? You're all so much taller than me, looking down at me until my blade bites your flesh, bringing you to your knees. And then you're completely at my mercy, bleeding profusely and whimpering, pleading for your life, pleading for forgiveness. Your muscles don't help much either. You spend so much of your lives trying to sculpt yourselves into physical perfection, supremely confident in your belief that your strength will be enough to stop me. After all, men are stronger than women, right? You're almost indignant when your muscles fail and you have that fleeting moment of clarity before you die. That you've only been molding yourselves into perfect little pieces of meat for me. And you train. Your whole lives are spent training to be soldiers. You drill for hours and hours every day, thinking it'll keep you alive. But it doesn't. However, it does make your deaths even more delicious for me. Big, tall, well-muscled men are just fun to kill. But when they've dedicated their entire lives to preparing to fight me, oh, it's just simply amazing. Your entire lives have led up to that one moment. The moment you face the goddess who tyrannizes your world. You've dreamt about it for as long as you could remember. But in the end, you're just another body. You didn't even last a second. Each swing of my blade cuts down countless men, like wheat before a scythe. Once a man falls at my feet, he's forgotten. I'll never know his name. I won't even remember his face. He exists for one reason, and one reason alone, to give his life to me. But even still, you fight on. Generations after generation, driven by revenge and pride, you cling on to that hope that you could still defeat me. Is it delusional? Or does your male arrogance simply make you incapable of accepting my dominance? But it doesn't really matter much anyway. The end result is the same. Just like I said, you'll end up on your knees, mortally wounded, and looking up at me, the fire of defiance sputtering out in your eyes as you plead for your life, praying to me for mercy as your life ebbs. But I do give you boys mercy. Imagine living on and not having that honor. That privilege of dying by my hand, your blood anointing my body, the body that you lust after in the hour of your death. I will spare you all that misery.